All right. So the question is about how the novel talks about the tradition and the Westernal. Sorry, the traditional and the Western. Okay. So how do we go about answering this question? First, we need to understand that the two characters represent the two different cultures. Okay. Jagan personifies the traditional and Mali represents the westernization or the modernity. Okay. So the first point that we need to take is about religion. Religion and the way the two people approach religion are quite different, and it reflects their different ideologies, the different ways that they relate to religion. It also shows how they show either disrespect or respect towards the traditional cultural elements in society. Okay, so let's take a look at Jagan first. We understand that Jagan offers jasmine flowers to goddess Lakshmi. We know that he lights up incense sticks and for the fragrance, right? And he prays also to goddess Lakshmi once again every morning. So goddess Lakshmi, as we know, it's kind of ironic because that is the god of wealth. So even though it's supposed to be spirituality and spiritually uplifting and empowering practice, that's what religion is supposed to be. But here it seems like it's a little contradictory, we know that. But we also understand that this is Jagan, the traditional Jagan, right? Someone who takes religion seriously. And it's a very important part of his identity and his life. So he does these things with a lot of reverence, at least a kind of a constructed, you know, constructed holiness. Okay, so these are important tasks for him, and he engages in these tasks with a lot of devotion. Okay, and he doesn't miss a single day. And the other thing is, he reads the Bhagavad Gita, right? He has read it many times and he quotes it on a daily basis. Even when he is in the shop, what he does is read the Bhagavad Gita. Okay, even at home he reads the Bhagavad Gita. And the other thing is, the third point is that as a Hindu, he does not eat meat. He's very particular about it, especially his dietary habits. But especially, he refrains from even killing a cow or eating beef, right? Even for his shoes, sandals, he doesn't want to kill a cow, right? So he's very particular about those ideas and aspects of his life. So that is Jagan's traditional response towards religion and the way that religion affects or influences his life. And then we move on to the other character, Mali, who represents Mali and Grace, actually, who represent westernization. So what we understand is that Mali does not follow any of the religious rituals of Jagan. He rejects religion altogether. Rather than respecting his beliefs, he rebels and he begins to eat beef and tells of it to Jagan in a very rude manner. He could have just, you know, maybe not told Jagan about it, or he could have told it in a more sensitive manner. But he has no remorse about it, right? He doesn't feel bad about it at all. So he completely changes, especially when he goes to the US. He comes out of his shell and openly rejects and rebels against the father's traditional thoughts, ideologies, right? So he embraces the American Western elements, okay? And he informs Jagan in an extremely disrespectful way about it. He rejects those things of the Indian culture. And we know that, as Jagan says, the cow is a sacred animal, but Mali says that Indians probably should use all the stray cows for beef.